Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had one post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In this post, we introduced a study where the authors found that athletes who had false positive EKG results had similar anxiety than those tested normally. However, they were more concerned about sport disqualification, but they felt that more athletes should be screened and felt safer participating. If we take a closer look at this post, we find that the authors studied the psychological outcomes associated with false positive EKG screening among collegiate athletes. In brief, the authors looked at almost 1,200 athletes across 18 sports from 7 NCAA institutions who completed psychological surveys before and after a full cardiac pre-screening protocol, which consisted of a health history questionnaire, physical examination, and EKG. If any component of the pre-screening protocol was abnormal, further testing was performed. Almost 97% of athletes had normal pre-screening. About 3% had a false positive result, and 0.3% had a cardiac disorder. Anxiety levels, though, were similar between athletes with normal and false positive results. Athletes who had false positive results were more concerned about sports disqualification, more likely to feel that athletes should be screened, and felt safer during participation, and were more concerned about developing a future cardiac condition. When all athletes were asked if they would want to know about any underlying cardiac condition, about 70% indicated that they would want to know rather than playing without knowledge. These authors found that false positive findings are not related to greater anxiety than athletes with normal findings when screened for cardiac abnormalities. However, some athletes who had false positive results were scared about having a disorder or that they might develop one in the future. With patient-centered care, it's important for clinicians to be aware and sensitive to how an athlete may react following a screening and possibly abnormal result. As sports medicine clinicians, we often have an outstanding rapport with our patients and are well-equipped to deal with this or to refer, if necessary, to the appropriate mental health professional. Within the study, it would be interesting to see how many individuals were screened as abnormal through EKG, but not through the history or physical examination. The authors admit that since all athletes had an EKG, that they could not compare these athletes to athletes who did not undergo an EKG. But it would be interesting to see if there would be any anxiety differences between those with or without an EKG screening. It also would have been interesting to investigate the differences between the 70% of the athletes who would rather know if they had a cardiac abnormality compared with the 30% who would rather not know. In the current study, about 60% of athletes were in Division III. It would be interesting to know if these results would be different among athletes who are hoping to compete professionally in their sport. Ultimately, there are some possible negative reactions to false positive exam findings, but while they are minor, clinicians should be aware of these outcomes if someone is being screened. Furthermore, while there may be other reasons to hold off on EKG screening, this study would indicate that emotional distress after a false positive finding should not be a major concern. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. A recent popular post was a meta-analysis where the authors reported that limited evidence seems to suggest that platelet-rich plasma may result in an earlier return to sport among patients with acute mild to moderate muscle strains without significantly increasing the risk of re-injury at 6 months. However, no difference in time to return to sport was revealed when the authors looked specifically at evaluating those who had hamstring muscle strains. If you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. They cover a variety of topics, including anterior cruciate ligament injuries, concussions, the upper extremity, and therapeutic modalities. We'll have links to these courses, the post, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.